Show me, show me. Shkoyach, Dr. Ilan, Zach. Happy bashful, stepping up.
He's up to the plate.
Coming up to the plate, Dr. Ilan. 2 weeks in a row, next week we'll have a chazak with him, which is a shame. We won't cross our fingers, but this week's Shabbat Shira Taka, so every week, just get the phone side, Shkoyach. Every week we always say, the person has to make ladders, right? It's very easy to say Torah, and I can say 5 seconds of Torah, but your heart right now, when your heart's open after singing the Gunim like that for the past 10-15 minutes, it's very special. So it says the Eish Kodesh. Eish Kodesh, we know, was the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. You don't have it in front of you, but I think in honor of Shabbat Shira, just to say it inside. Ha'odem sarech la'azov sulomos la'alos ayideim lefamim hashamayim. A person has to make themselves ladders from this world to the next. Hanigin hu echad me'asulamos. And he says that singing, what we just did, not just jungle music and dancing at a party. I'm talking about really getting into kikorov or gam kielech from your heart. And all you want to do is just sing kikorov again. That's all I want to do, to start kikorov again. But that's all I wanted to do. I'm sorry that I stopped it. I apologize. I hope you're Michael. So that is one of the ways, a ladder to climb from this world to the next world. He says, and I never added this pshat. This is, which is very interesting what he says here. Ubefrat, and specifically, kishimiranim achar simcha shel mitzvah ubelev nishbar. And specifically, when you're singing after doing a mitzvah, again, like an orech yamin type of nigin, a fast nigin, or in a lev nishbar, in a way of Kikarov, I just want to be close to you. That's what we try to do every week over here. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit about tonight. In honor of Shabbat Shira, to talk a little bit about what exactly is singing. Right, you thought you had Nagunim and Chassidus tonight? It's Nagunim and Nagunim. It's a good line, no? It's Nagunim and Nagunim. It'd be a better line if I didn't have to say it was a good line. But no, I've got it. The Nagunim and Nagunim. Nagunim and Pshat on what exactly a Nagun is. First off, our hearts and our neshamas are with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Shir b'sayis tovus, whom we just heard a few minutes ago. Shir, everything should be good, and shir good things. Bez Hashem, also for Shlem, for Michal Aaron, Bas Ben Chana. Shir b'sayis tovus, Bez Hashem, Ben Yaman Simcha, Ben Adin Aminyo, B'sol Shor Chol Yisrael. So look at the bottom. At the bottom of the page that you have in front of you is a rabbi from Brooklyn, who currently resides in Miami Beach, Florida. Maybe we should skip school and skip work tomorrow and go see him. He comes for like 6 week period. He comes to get out of New York. He's a big tzaddik. Big shocker. But he comes like every year. This time of year, his name is Rav Moshe Wolfson. And he hangs out in Miami Beach. He's an Ashkiach of Torah Vadas. Tremendous tzaddik. You would just think he's like another guy in Miami Beach. But he's mamish now. He's like, yeah, he's Sfarim left and right. He's very, very special. So he writes on the bottom of the page exactly what is singing, what exactly, right? This Shabbat is a Shabbat Shira. We know that Klai saw the Jewish people, you leave Mitzrayim, 7 day journey out, and if we look on one side, we see the Egyptians, and on the other side, we see the river, and Baruch Hashem, the Rabbon Hashem saved us, Nachshon jumps in, and we sing the Shira to the Rabbon Hashem. So let's talk a little bit about Shira. What is exactly that when you're singing that's in the Gunim, you feel something inside of you that's mamish on fire? Says Rav Moshe Wolfson in the bottom of the page. The Hashira, yesh batzorech l'neshama Yisraelis bedugmas haguf shelatzorech kiyumo, just like your body needs to be nourished with food or mango bubbly and water or mango bubbly, so too a person's neshama has to be nourished. And how does a person give their soul? What does a person give their soul? Nigunim. Every Jew wants to sing. Just some of us have the ability, we're connected to Nigunim a little closer than others. Nitzuchu l'mayichlo v'mishte. Kimo kosev ha'neshama nitzuchu l'mizoyna shihadav v'ashir l'atvil Hashem. He says, you want to know what singing is? Singing is not just singing. Oh, let's sing a song, go back to our regular life. No. When you're singing, you are completely davening to Hashem. He doesn't say this, but all the Sfarim say. Look at what's the word for singing? Shira. Shira, Gematria, 515. Gematria, Tefillah. When a person is singing, not just singing, you are pouring out your heart. When you're singing, Gam Kielech, begin to us Hashem, when I even am in the valley of depth, and I'm so nervous what's going to be in my life, what's going to be there at Yisrael, Gam Kielech, begin to us, Lo Yirak Yatamin, I know you're by my side. Or Kikara Vilacha Ma'od. It's so close to you. You're not just singing words. And when Eitan wrote that nigun, it's mamish, he's going from the deepest place. And Shlomo wrote that, you're going from the deepest place of someone's heart. And it's mamish pouring out the neshama. He says, that's what singing is. You're thinking and davening to the Rabbonu Shalom. Just like your body needs to be nourished, your neshama needs to be nourished. And when a person sings, you're nourishing your neshama. Obviously, Torah is another ultimate way to be able to nourish your neshama too. But if you're here for Shabbos Shiva, let's focus tafka on tafka the neshama singing. Umeelu hadrama himas aneges. Umishadayin lo ibid haregesh neshmasa. And someone who hasn't lost his neshama yet, which means he's still living a spiritual life. Velo nistak bimeno hakeshel neshmasa ade avonosav. He didn't get tainted from his sins. Yachuhu lahargish betanag of neshama. A person's able to guard their neshama. And at the end of the day, he's able to live a Jewish life, even in a non-Jewish world. You're able to sing and you're able to feel a kikarov. He says that at the end of the day, if you don't feel things in your life, you got to try a little harder. Because every Jew has that neshama. He's craving to daven, to sing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says at the end of the day, every Jew wants to sing to the Rabbanu Shalom. Every Jew wants to crave to the Rabbanu Shalom. You know, today was Yud Shvat. Yud Shvat's a very big day in the world of Chabad, which is also the big day in Judaism, because Chabad is basically Judaism 101, how to live a life in Judaism. Yeah. The day that the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe passed away, it's the day that also Yudav, the day the Rebbe took on his mission of being the seventh Rebbe. So the main point in the first Rebbe's Sefer, in his Messiah Shasharim, known as the Tanya, says that everyone has part of Hashem within them. Chelek Elukam Imal Mamash. Every Jew has part of Hashem within them. That's a neshama. It's simple. And every Jew has to have their neshama nourished and fed and given food and drink and mango juice. It looks great, by the way. Where'd you have to tell me? You got it after. I love mango. It's Valdik. Listen to what he says over here. Fourth on by the Rishonim. Vayishonim perishu masha'onu omrim al sha'onu modim lachob baruch Hashem kel ha'odos. You ever wonder why we say in Yishtabach, or we say in benching, Al Kol Hashem Anachnu Modim Lach, and all out of everything, Hashem Anachnu Modim Lach. Yisbarach Shimcha B'figuachai. He says he doesn't just read that as Hashem, I'm thanking you. He says at the end of the day, I'm thanking you that I'm able to thank you. Deep. I thank you that I'm a Jew. Thank you, Hashem, that I feel my neshama, that I could come on a Wednesday night when I could be watching the Yitz Clipper pregame show, but I want to come sing, I want to come down to the Borosham. Shaideze gufa sha'anu zoichem l'yodoyos l'akadosh baruch hu azeh anu mevarchem. We're thanking Hashem, they're able to thank Him. We're thanking for our neshama, we're thanking they're able to feel like we're a Yid, they'll feel a little bit Jewish. That's what Shabbos Shir comes to teach us. The middle of the winter. The middle of the time between Hanukkah and Purim. We thank you from the deepest of our hearts that we're able to feel being Jewish. And that's exactly what he says over here, Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, you go to the trees in Eretz Yisrael, nothing too crazy happening to the trees. There's no fruits. But he says down deep, something called the Sraf Ilan. Sraf Ilan. There's something deep, down deep in the tree that's mamish, that's turning the tables. Mamish, something's changing. Not the fruits. The fruits aren't coming. But down deep inside the roots of the ground, there's something changing. It's just like the neshama. It's trickling. It's on fire. The trees in Eretz Yisrael on Tu B'Shvat, which is I think, what, Monday night? Tuesday? Yeah? Tonight's Yud Aleph. Yeah. So tonight's Yud Aleph for 5 days. Tonight's Yud Aleph. Tomorrow night's Yud Beis. Let's do it together. That's Yud Gimel. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, whatever. The end of the day, whatever it was, it's hard to do it in my head. We're mamish erev Tu B'Shvat. Usually it was Tu B'Shvat for a lot of us. I don't know for you guys to have Tu B'Shvat for me growing up. Like my Rav Weinberger said it, you get a brown paper bag, and give you like these like five little candies, and you're lucky if you like a raisin. Most of the things like you like Boxer, like what's going on in Boxer? Like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to kill my teeth over here. But that's not Tuishat. Tuishat's all about understanding the middle of a dead winter, something, there's something changing within me. At the end of the day, I feel close to Hashem. And he says over here from the Sanz Rebbe, I'll just quote it outside, from Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos, we don't go by a past a two-week period where you don't have something special. Tu B'Shvat, what, 2 weeks after Tu B'Shvat? Chodesh Adar. After Chodesh Adar, we have Purim. After Purim, Chodesh Nisan. After Chodesh Nisan, we have Pesach, or you want to throw in the Rebbe's birthday, Yod Alef. No? Yod Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Yom Ha'atzmaut, Lag B'Omer, Shavuos. Every we're a step.
Except for
Cheshvan. Very good. But he says this time period we're going in, it's mamish. The tables are turning. Like there's something in the air. What's the in the air? It's that pintle of Yid that wants to call to their Bono Shom. That there's things that are changing. I just want to end up with one story. That's what Shabbos Shir represents. Shabbos Shir represents at the end of the day, no matter where a Jew is, when you sing and you dive into the Ribono Shel Olam, even when you talk to Hashem, you're singing. The fact you're able to be able to stop your day and talk to Hashem in davening or not in davening, right? Just like Rabbi Nachman said, supporters, just to talk to Hashem one-on-one, it's the ultimate thing. You're connecting. Look at him. He's not just hungry for, you think he's crying for milk. He might be crying for milk, but down deeper than his neshama, down deep, he just wants to say Kikarov. He doesn't come kill. That's why I always tie him by the bris. Babies aren't crying because they're in pain. It might look like they're in pain, but down deep they're crying because now they're part of the Jewish people. They're crying because now they're in. Yeah. You might look like all the doctors, oh, they're in pain. And they are in pain.
Medically, you know they're not in pain.
Oh, medically, you know they're not in pain.
Right, there's no question. They've got nerve connections innervated.
Oh.
And more importantly, if you watch very carefully the breast, you'll see the baby starts crying before the actual. Yeah.
There you go. Yes. So now we have a proof that they're not just crying. They're not crying because there's no physical proof. They're crying because they're crying at their tears of joy. Tears of joy.
They're crying because of joy because they know they're going to be joining the Jewish. Because
now they're in it. Now, and that's what Shabbos Shir is all about. Shabbos Shir is the ultimate, as what you said, as Abstubi told me today, it's like that Jew going into the mikvah and everything else behind it becoming so tar and pure. Feeling like, I'm a Jew. I'm proud. Listen to the story that I heard from Rabbi Dr. Benji Epstein, quoted by Rabbi Rav Weinberger, from Nelson Breslover, who was the main student of Rabbi Nachman. I'm just going to read it inside because it's so beautiful. It's seven lines. Rav Nelson Breslover was about to embark on a long journey to raise desperately needed funds for some poor families in his neighborhood. Just as the group he was to travel was about to leave, he went over to his mezuzah and gently placed his hands on it. He told a member of the group who was his student that he needed 5 minutes for contemplation by the mezuzah, and he asked the student to tell him when the time was up. He kept on his hand on the mezuzah and rested his head on the doorpost. Can you imagine? 5 minutes by the mezuzah. After 5 minutes, the student returned. Rav Nelson lifted his head and replied, "I am begging you, give me a big 5 minutes, not a little 5 minutes." He explained to his student that when a person kisses and acknowledges the mezuzah on his doorpost, he is asking Hashem, "Even when I go outside in 2020, paraphrasing, help me feel as if I'm still inside." Inside means real connection, real devotion, real intimacy between me and you. I need a long 5 minutes before I go outside so I can remember, so I will remember to stay attached to Hashem. That is what Shabbos Shir is all about, to know that even when we're outside, we're inside. To wherever we go, there's something inside of us called an neshama that wants to sing and daven to Hashem. The more we give it food, give it mango juice. Sorry, I'm picking on you. That's all I got here. No one touched the Fanta. What do you want from me? The more we give it nourishment and drink and food to the neshama, the more we'll feel special about ourselves, because the guf wants to eat, but the neshama wants to eat. And how does the neshama eat? Says Rav Wolfson, dafka by negunim, and said the Magadim is rich, and all the Rishonim say, Rav Moshe Wolfson, we sing, they were able to sing to Hashem. We thank Hashem, they were able to thank Him. Matvila Tashem. It's Matvila Tashem. That every song that we sing in this room, and forever, and for the past 5 years that we've been singing, 4 years, whenever we started the singing, that to know that at the end of the day, whether we're davening, whether singing, or we're learning, it's all one thing. We're all just trying to reach that place of in our heart and our neshama called the inside, the real connection. Mez Hashem, we do this of Tu B'Shvat, whenever it is, it's on there Monday, and Rosh Chodesh Adar and Purim, Shal Nisan and Pesach, and all the Yom Tam coming up in Hashem, in Yerushalayim, your Kodesh position.
Gentlemen, I bid you well. I'm going to Israel for the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm not going to make a class.
You have good ideas, Tvach Hashem. You have us in mind.
Tell us what's coming soon.
And say hi to Rabbi Rosh.
Just a quick thing. I never ended up... Doctor. I never ended up getting any snacks.
Hold on to it. Take care of it. Take care of it.
Oh, Yes.